Welcome, my child, to a world of darkness. In this world you will have to struggle for everything. Fight others of our kind for territory and status. Drag the blood you need to survive from the kine all around us, while making sure they do not realize what it is that you are. That way leads to danger, hunting, and a sharpened stake on a sunny day. Keep your mask in place. Keep your beast under control. Keep your head. For this is Redding's darkest night, and you are now one of the night's masters. Join us now as we play Vampire the Masquerade, 20th Anniversary Edition. Hello and welcome to episode 277 of the Cult of Tea and Dice. Excuse me, Mordrigan needs to swallow. I'm Mordrigan. Shall we start again?
No, please, let's keep that in, because that's awesome.
Fuck, I've lost my train of thought. I'm Mordrigan, and I will be your storyteller for this evening for Redding's Darkest Night, Devoured by Darkness, Session 4. Who are you, and who are you playing?
I am Bloodied, and I am playing Brendan Harding. I also swallow.
And you?
I'm Archive, and I'm playing Heather Fortescue.
I'm Hardwick, and I'm Poppy Anderson.
Loka?
I'm Wilson. I am Loka Centaurus. I am playing Edgar Shepherd, who doesn't swallow anymore because he's a vampire.
Well, he does swallow, but it's only blood. And finally, Il Porcupino.
I'm Il Porcupino, and I'm playing Power.
We actually had a response from Mr. Ken Doyle regarding the first session of Vampire, which has now been released by the time of recording, and he said it was so weird to hear Il Porcupino not as a robot. Well, I'm afraid, Ken, that tonight she's back as a robot.
I am today.
We had a cancellation.
Thank you, Kevin.
We had a cancellation, so we're running a vampire session in an evening. Normally, I'm going to try and keep them to the weekend ones because we can get more flow going.
Like blood. Blood flows.
Blood.
Yeah, I suppose.
Blood. A bit sick.
Darth Morangi's Dark Face.
Yes.
Darth Morangi's Dark Face. There we go. So, to begin with, however, we've got a tea. Now, the tea we have is Wittard's Tipi Assam. Now, if I remember correctly, Tipi Assam is specifically the tips of an Assam-based tea. I think that's what it is.
I mean, the name kind of describes that, but I mean, it's quite fresh and light.
It's light for an Assam, yeah. It's really light for an Assam. Because normally an Assam is quite malty, and it's a heavier tea. It
can be chewy, but...
it's a tea that you definitely know you're drinking tea when you're drinking it.
It's the one that's kind of like the solid bit of the blend, as opposed to the nice wafty bit.
Yeah. But this is very light.
My morning tea is Assam.
Oh, yeah, so is mine, if I can get it. I always go for an Assam in the morning because it's chock full of caffeine and sleep is for other times than now, it turns out. I blame the baby.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Small people are well known for their sleep-destroying properties.
By which we mean babies are not, you know.
Yes. I mean, have you seen the Whiffer of Dwarfs? They break you the fuck up. This is a very pleasant tea. It is less thick and stodgy than normal Assam, so I can see you drinking it more in an afternoon. Because I find for an afternoon, Assam's a bit too chewy.
This is one that I think I could actually very happily drink black, whereas often with Assam I find I want to make it very, very weak. Or it's too much to drink with no milk in. Mm-hmm. This one would be all right, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's good. So, moving on then. Could somebody please recap? I mean, I'll wait until you finish knocking your microphone.
Yep, nice thoughts.
Could somebody please recap what happened? Fuck you, boss. Could somebody please recap what happened in the last session? There, I got it done before another noise occurred.
So, there was a bit of an issue in that there was a dead body.
There was indeed a dead body.
The dead guy had woken up next to.
An extra dead body. Not just your
life. An extremely dead body.
Yes.
Very dead.
Looked like someone had bitten its face off.
Just the front.
Just lengthways. Unhinged their jaw and bitten the face off.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, which was a bit of a problem.
It was.
So we kind of had to yoink the corpse, which someone had seen.
Sadly, by the time you got back, another of the tramps had seen it.
On the bright side, we do discover later through information gathering that no one believes him.
No, no one believes him, but at the same time, people are concerned.
Hmm, true.
Which is why it's now more difficult for you to hunt in your domain. Now it's more difficult for you to hunt in your domain, but not so much for the people who are just jumping out on people from the shadows. Because seduction doesn't work so good when people think there might be a murderer on the loose.
True, that is kind of a vermicular.
Mm.
So, having retrieved the corpse, we then set about making it unrecognisable, more so than it already was.
That's not quite what you did first, because you kept it for at least a day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we analysed it.
Oh, yeah,
because Poppy did an autopsy.
Oh, yes, because Poppy, you know, coroner.
Yep. But yeah, Poppy did an autopsy.
She did.
Yeah. And what did you find?
Arduit cannot remember.
Okay, well...
And didn't bring her name.
Oh, dear. Whoops.
Well, we only figured out he was a homeless drug user.
He was a homeless drug user, and they'd bitten off his face and the front of his skull in one go.
And he'd enjoyed it.
Yes.
Neither of which is true about Edgar.
Well, bruises on the upper arms.
I cannot distend my jaw that far.
Yes, but you know, well, the victims do enjoy being sucked by you.
Yes, but basically, victims enjoy being sucked by any of you, even Pal and Poppy. Which, I mean, you've seen Pal, right?
Hey.
You're
on the inside, Baldrigan.
You're a bulgy person with chisels for teeth. I mean...
True.
And Poppy is quite literally a corpse. So...
Yeah.
But yeah, so you kept him overnight. Mm-hmm. And by the time you'd done the autopsy, you were like... Right, anyway. So you'd done your autopsy, and then you decided to get rid of the body.
Yes.
And I believe you wrapped it up in some chicken wire?
Yes. Well, first we smashed the head apart with a spade so it didn't look obvious that something very supernatural had happened.
Yes.
Then we wrapped it in chicken wire so it would stay underwater.
Yes.
Then we weighted it down.
Yes.
Then... Pal carried
invisibly
it.
Carried it.
Invisibly carried it, and with someone else's face.
Yeah.
And while I was sort of ambling along as lookout.
Yeah. And you took it all the way to the Horseshoe Bridge near Tesco's.
Yep.
And then you dumped it over the side.
Yeah.
And then you heard, "Hello, what seems to be going on?"
Yes.
Incidentally, I have now cast Sir Gregory Frisk. This is something I picked up from the Esoteric Order of Role Players. They have an obsidian portal, and they cast all of their NPCs. And I'm casting Sir Gregory Frisk as Bill Nighy from any of the Richard Curtis comedies. Because he's sort of urbane, he's sort of pleasant, he's sort of friendly. Not Bill Nighy from the Cornetto trilogy, where he's predatory and a bit dark. But friendly Richard Curtis Bill
but sort
Nighy.
Of a bit weird.
Oh yeah, a bit weird, but at the same time, quite friendly. And I believe you invited Mr. Frisk back to your house to discuss your current problems, because he was a little bit confused as to why you'd headed into his domain to dump a fucking body.
In our defence, I don't think anyone had told us it was his domain.
No, they hadn't.
Well, true, that's fair then. I mean, obviously we're not, you know.
I mean, I knew it was his domain, but it just didn't cross my mind that it would be a bad thing to do. I've got all my training there. Kind of, it feels a bit like safe turf, you know. Yeah, whoops. I didn't quite go so far as to think.
I think we're just trying to avoid the hospital because we were told to avoid the hospital.
Yeah. But let's just assume that you've all gotten back to the house. Sir Gregory Frisk is sat primly on one of your Urgschwall chairs, which you got from IKEA, and the rest of you are sat facing him on the one settee that you have.
So what seems to be going on at the moment? I'm struggling to quite follow. If you could sort of explain to me what it is that caused you to end up, dumping a dead body. I mean, I'm not cross, but really we should be trying not to murder the food.
We didn't murder him, that's...
I'm sorry, what? Yes, so you were going to say something, pal?
What I said, now.
We didn't kill it.
It wasn't us. We've been really careful. I've done everything that you told me.
Well, of course. So, what seems to be the issue? How did this man... Well, firstly, how did this man end up dead? And secondly, why was it your problem?
Someone made it our problem. We were just minding our own business, and then he woke up next to this body and it had its whole face missing.
Who's he in this situation?
I raised my hand.
I see. And you're absolutely certain you didn't do this, well...
I can't distend my jaw that far. In fact, I'm not sure I can do that any more than a normal human can.
I'm not following.
Something bit his entire face off.
Including some of the skull.
Yep, in just one big chomp.
Huh.
And apparently,
well, that was more or less my reaction.
And apparently, judging from the autopsy blood work Poppy apparently he enjoyed it.
Presumably only very briefly.
Well, yes, but hey, life is but a brief... series of brief happy moments.
How very...
Look at him.
What's the
I'm
word
just sort of staring
for?
At him.
Gothic of you.
Thank you, my friend.
So, what you're saying is somebody bit his whole face off. Yes?
And we didn't want to break the masquerade, you know? It was definitely weird. So we made sure that it couldn't get traced back to us or anyone at all.
I quite understand. Do you then carry him through my domain and drop him off a bridge? I'm just saying, in future I would prefer it if you find some better method of disposing of corpses that you found yourself in possession of that perhaps you don't want people to find. Carrying them blindly through the street, not so good.
Okay. Sorry.
So,
really sorry.
I suspect what we have here is somebody deciding to have a little food at your expense.
So, who can do that? I mean, bite someone's face off?
You say to the man with teeth sticking out everywhere.
Well... I actually can't, and I doubt even Pal could if he wanted to. This is more sort of a specialist thing. Now,
I start demonstrating, not unhinging my jaw.
Yes, exactly. You can close that now, thank you. you see, the problem is, I'm fairly certain that it isn't going to be a lupine. They have been extinct in the shelf of England for many centuries now. Although they could have done it if they were, you know, still alive. But they're pretty dead.
Raise his hand. lupines, do you mean werewolves?
Yes.
There's werewolves. Or used to be. Sorry, you did say they were extinct.
In the south.
So they're all up in Newcastle?
I mean, it would explain the no-shirts thing, wouldn't it?
Gosh, yeah, yes it would.
But yes, basically, the lupines died out here about the mid-1700s. And believe me, there was much rejoicing. Vampires... there is such a thing as a vampire that eats people rather than drinking them, but I'm afraid I'm not very much a master of that information. It's a more specialised area of expertise, as you might imagine, than actually your cappy is probably quite.
Oh, really?
Yes, I mean, Mr... Apologies. Dr. Artaya is something of a knowledgeable man when it comes to foreign kindred, and also things such as the Loa and other voodoo-related instances.
Oh, goody.
But yes, I think I do remember something, actually. Yes, there was something similar happened in the 60s. The 1960s, obviously. If you look up the Reading Ripper in the newspaper stacks, I'm sure you'll find some information. I'm sure that was related to somebody. I'm sure there was somebody... I can't remember the damn name, I'm afraid. Yes, I'm sure it's ringing a bell.
With resources one, is it... I'm assuming Brendan would have a phone.
Yeah.
A smartish phone.
Yeah.
So he could pull it out and Google search the Reading Ripper.
You find a Wikipedia page. In the 1960s, there were a series of murders in Reading. Where were we? 1959, there were a series of murders. The bodies were not ever found. However, there were enough fragments and blood to confirm whoever it was definitely dead. The attacks ran from the 13th of May to the 1st of July and was pretty much every week, usually found on a Wednesday morning. Nobody was reported actually missing, but there was enough blood for people to realise that, definitely a death. The town was gripped by fear, the police were under fire... because they didn't seem like they were that bothered. And eventually, it just stopped on its own.
What day did I end up waking up next to a dead body?
You woke up next to a dead body on Tuesday night, but it was just before midnight.
And they're usually found on a Wednesday morning.
Indeed.
Oh, goody. I will relate this to the rest of the group.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does sound very similar, doesn't it? Mm. Now, I'm afraid I've got a rave to get to, so I'll bid you all good evening. Good night, pal. Be good. And with that, Frisk gets up, does his rubber trench coat up, puts the gas mask on, and glides out of the door, leaving you all on your own.
Right. So,
cool.
After 60 years of not being about, a serial killer that can bite people's faces off is back.
Where's he been?
Why did he leave a corpse this time?
Maybe it's a copycat.
Maybe he was coming back to finish it.
That was what I was thinking.
Could be.
I mean, does he have a list or what?
No, you're right. Maybe he was coming back for it. Mm. But then that would mean he'd know we've taken it. Or someone's taken it.
I don't like this.
No, I don't like this either. This sucks.
The fact that I could track them, at least as far as London Road, they can probably track us.
That's not very reassuring, Edgar.
we're not exactly the world's most experienced at this. If they really are someone who's been doing this for at least 60 years.
Well, but no one found any more traces after the ones at 59. It just stopped. So either they stopped leaving everything lying around, but then why... Well, they couldn't have just had someone go missing and get eaten a week for 60 years and no one notice. Eventually he'd grab someone who wasn't some homeless person.
I mean, there's a limited number of homeless people, even in Reading.
Yes, yeah.
There's plenty of them, but if you're eating one a week, that's 52 a year.
And, you know, the homeless community watches out for each other. They know. They know if people were going missing.
It was only for a couple of months.
Yeah.
So May 13th to July 1st. The last...
So, one month. Exactly 1 month.
No. May 13th.
Oh, 13th. Sorry, it's the 31st for some reason, sorry.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
So I mean, it could have been like a travelling show or something.
I was going to say, could have gone away, but done a loop for 60 years around who knows where. I don't know how mobile vampires are.
I mean, very slowly you stay in the sunlight, you're as mobile as anyone else.
But what we tracked, that was that a vampire?
You don't know. I think you were following, like, blood smears and things like that?
Yeah, but going by time that they'd been out for and the speed with which they were moving.
Yeah.
Probably a vampire.
Well, something not human, anyway.
Well, certainly. But apparently no werewolves in the south for the last however many hundred years.
I mean, that doesn't mean there isn't one now.
Yeah.
This is true.
I mean, there are actually trains and things, and werewolves aren't nocturnal, I guess?
Aren't forcibly nocturnal.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they don't catch fire like you fuckers do.
I was always more of a cat person. Okay, well, he said maybe your mentor might know something. Maybe we should ask him?
I suppose.
Mentor and sire are two different things.
Okay, well, sire. I mean, let's be honest, it's like mine's going to tell us anything.
I don't believe you have any points in mentor, do you? No. So you would just be dealing with the whole sire bit of it rather than the mentor bit of it, sadly.
Yeah.
The only person with an actual mentor is Geoffrey Dunwich, which is Edgar Shepherd's sire.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Well, you're welcome to try.
I mean, if you want something that comes tagged with the Nelda sign, then sure.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, oh God, don't tell me Cthulhu's real as well.
He certainly seems to believe he is.
Oh.
Like I said, the Malkavians seem to have a history of being batshit bonkers. You don't get away free from the whole insane train, is what I'm saying.
I'm just...
Says the Malkavian.
Great.
I seem to have lucked out with only having blank periods.
Okay.
So far.
I am not detectably utterly insane.
I'm just saying, has anyone else seen Fight Club?
No.
What?
The whole idea that you have a split personality during the bits you're blanking out.
Don't know. Can't know.
Anyway.
I don't have memories from that.
Okay, bit. Okay. Well, anyway, problem for another time.
Maybe we should start watching you. That seems like a good idea.
Well, I'm not saying it's a bad idea, pal, but it's... lower on the priority list, I think, at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Right, where would I find my charming...
We know where he lives, because he spent quite some time there.
Oh, yes. Right.
Down the arse end of Oxford Road.
Yes, charming.
We're going down Oxford Road this time of night, bloody hell.
Yep.
Oh, shit.
So, are you all heading off?
I mean, it would probably be a bit inadvisable to just all turn up if it's a social call from one. Because if it turns up, it looks like we're, you know, all there to kick his door down, as opposed to just ask questions.
Yes, I'm sure that would end very well for us.
sort of time is it?
I think it was about 2, so you've got about 3 hours before the sun comes up.
Okay, so heading as far as the town centre and looking for food could be a thing?
I mean, you could all go and eat.
A lot of people ate early on while we did the autopsy. I've not eaten yet.
Right, okay.
And I'm a bit like...
I mean, you can go to the centre of town or you can try and hunt in your area, because at the moment, your method of hunting isn't being affected by the fact that people think there's a serial killer.
Because 2 a.m. is probably quite a good attack the drunks time.
Yeah, it's a great time to attack a load of drunk people.
Excellent.
I hope things role-playing makes you sorry. Cool. So, in that case, make me a... can't remember what we were doing for yours. Was it dexterity athletics? Chasing people down and just dragging them into the bushes and going...
Why possibly?
Then make me a roll.
That's just roll number of dice, right?
Yeah, +3 because of your herd.
Yay.
And the difficulty is 5 because your region is shit. But that works in your advantage.
So that means I want numbers over 5?
Yes, and not ones, basically.
Okay. What? I can't remember how many this
works. Ones cancel out successes.
Okay, I've got 1 success.
Right, okay. Well, you managed to find somebody and get yourself 2 blood points out of them.
Yay!
Unless you want to kill them.
No, I'm good.
Okay, well, you do the break-even thing then.
Oh.
Right, by the time you come back, though, that'll be about 3 in the morning.
Okay.
Leaving you lot with 2 hours left.
Well, are you going to go to depends whether people want to go before I get back.
Well,
we were debating whether or not we should all go.
Yeah, basically, halfway through the conversation... Heather leaves to go and eat.
I mean...
Heather is done with
this we're not supposed to be contenting outsiders, right? Really speaking, technically. That's what the prince said, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, so we technically...
Well, technically they're not supposed to be contacting you. And he assumed you wouldn't be contacting them.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, we could argue that in these circumstances it's for the general good of the vampire community to find out who's running around biting people's faces off and leaving them lying around where, you know, humans can find them. Oh god, I just referred to humans as something separate. Jesus. Oh yeah. Anyway, sorry. So, you know, we could probably argue our way out of being in trouble for this. Maybe. Possibly.
Maybe, but I don't see what we've got. A lot of choice.
Yeah, no, you're right. Shit.
So what are you going to do? Do you have resources 1 as well?
Where am I looking for this?
Backgrounds.
In the middle of the advantages section.
Yes, but I specified hospital.
Yeah, well, that means that's where you're getting your resources from. But it does also mean you probably got a phone, which means you could probably phone Dr. Acharya.
Would he have a phone?
Oh, yeah. He's got a phone. He gets phoned up by quite a lot of people in the sort of voodoo subculture of Reading.
Oh, goody. Right, okay.
Of which there are actually quite a few.
Right.
What are you doing?
So, right, let me get this clear. What are we asking him?
Hey, do you know anything that can bite someone's face off in one go?
Okay.
Because we kind of found a body like that. That we had to cover up.
Okay.
I mean, does that sound... You know the guy, I don't. Is that a workable conversation with him?
I found very little conversation workable with him. Anyway...
He was perfectly pleasant.
Yes. Right, let's get this over with.
You phoned Dr. Acharya. The phone rings maybe 4 or 5 times before he picks up. Ah, hello. Now then, how can I help you?
I just have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Would you know of a creature that can bite someone's face off in one bite?
Several.
That would be in Reading?
Much fewer. Really, I'd want to know exactly how they did it.
I mean, it looks like... They distended their jaw to do it? Got part of the skull. I know. I know you can't see what I'm doing, which is not helpful. But
You can use medical terms if you wish. I am a doctor, after all.
So it's like pointy teeth, kind of shark-like.
Mm-hmm.
But with normal-sized hands for a man.
Mm-hmm. So human hands. How do you know they have hands?
There was bruising.
Oh, right.
But they also left adrenaline and endorphins in the corpse.
Adrenaline is to be expected when somebody's trying to grab you and bite your face off. Endorphins, though. Well, obviously, as you know, our bite produces an endorphin rush, but there are certain abilities of kindred that can also do the same thing.
So, what about
sharky teeth?
Multiple rows, potentially?
Yes, it's ringing a bell. Definitely ringing a bell.
What about the Sabbat? Would they have anything that...
Well, who knows with the Sabbat? The problem with the Sabbat is they take pretty much anybody who doesn't want to be in the Camarilla. The other problem that we have is that you don't just have the Sabbat as a problem.
Well, no, but I wonder if...
Because there's Basingstoke.
Well, we'd like to just concentrate on this for now, because it was left in our domain.
Oh, have you dealt with it? Gotten it out of there?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
I will have to have a think about this. Now, I'm just going to wait for the fucking plane. So I'll have a little think about this for you. I would say, though, that while I'm gratified that you thought of me for this, I would quite like us to work on our connection such as it is. Possibly my help with this could be some way towards this. Yes, potentially, maybe. I mean, there's quite a lot about our particular type of kindred that you don't know yet. It would be nice to be able to educate you once the prince has gotten over his little, no contact thing.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying that my help will be contingent on this at all.
I can see that, yes.
Anyway, I'll go and have a think, and I'll call you back when I have something.
Okay.
Good night.
Goodbye.
Click. Phone clicks off. By this point, Heather's probably come back.
Well, that was helpful. He's having a think.
Okay, then.
But it's not an outright no, which is interesting.
No, but it's not helpful.
Yeah, it's...
I mean, come on. They live for a long time. We live for a long time if we survive all of the hardship.
Yeah, so I'm sure he could tell us something right now.
Oh, I'm sure he could.
He's just being a dick. As usual.
I mean, maybe. Or more likely, he's waiting to see just how much you want the information. He wants something out in return, obviously.
Obviously.
So, with that phone call done, does anybody want to do anything in the last couple of hours of the night?
No, I fed earlier, so no, I'll just be sort of googling some more to see if there's anything more on the Reading Ripper at all.
You can't really get much more from Wikipedia. You do get the name of the detective who was in charge, which was a Mr. Thilston. Well, Detective Thilston. Detective David Thilston, in fact. He took over the case about three victims in.
So halfway through.
But he came under fire when he achieved absolutely fucking nothing. And after the death stopped, he was given redundancy.
Is he still alive?
Don't know. Doesn't say. If you want to do a more detailed Googling, roll me intelligence computers.
Okay. Intelligence is 2. Do I have anything in computers? I have 1 in computers. So that's a total of 3 dice. What difficulty am I looking to be?
Standard 6.
Okay. That ends up, I got a 9, but I also got a 1, so that cancels out, so...
You don't find any more information at the moment.
Okay.
But anyway, anyone else want to do anything else?
What else could I do?
I mean, you could all panic.
I'm doing that quietly already.
I mean, Bloody's already done what I was going to do, which is computer search. Because it's the sort of thing I'd do.
Yes, but you have more dots in that, so...
I have intelligence 3 and computer 2.
Yes,
so you... I mean, you could also have a go, certainly.
Yeah, sure, I'll do that.
Okay. Could somebody please be nominated to roll?
Hardwick.
Hardwick!
Okay, sorry, what are you rolling?
5 dice.
5 dice.
5 to get 6.
Three.
Okay. Right then, you find considerably more because you go onto conspiracy theory things and you actually find a true crime podcast called the Black Handed Podcast. This is a joke, don't worry. The Black Handed Podcast who go through the Reading Ripper case in great detail. Basically, in 1959, there were a number of deaths in Reading where, although the bodies were not found, enough fragments and blood were located to confirm whoever it was definitely dead. The case ran from May the 13th to July the 1st. Every week, either fragments of a body or a copious amount of blood was found in Reading on Wednesday morning. Nobody was actually reported missing, but... enough parts or blood were found in public but secluded places like high-rise car parks, bus depots and that sort of thing. The town was gripped by fear and the police were under fire almost from the beginning for their seeming lack of interest. That is until Detective David Thurlston took over about 3 victims in. However, when 2 more victims appeared in the next 2 weeks, he also came under fire. Although, in this case, quite a lot of people say that was unfair because he seemed to be doing everything right. His team, however, had been slashed, which seems counterproductive to you all, and he was forced to continue with a skeleton crew. This continued until June the 30th, when Thurlston was involved in a chase with what he believed was the killer. However, he was supposedly hit in the head, as he described cornering her and describing her as some Arab with weird teeth. He was never able to remember much of the altercation, but his truncheon was broken and he suffered a broken ankle. The death stopped soon afterwards and he was given redundancy. However, on the conspiracy theory boards, you find an interview with Thurlston, which said he was absolutely certain he cornered the target, and then, and I quote, her eyes did something to him, and then he got a lot of pressure from above to drop the case. Nobody was ever arrested for the murders, which is what they assume they are due to the parts that were found and the amount of blood that were found in every case. They are assumed to have been murders because simply, if it was a single person, you couldn't get that many bits out of them without them dying.
Okay. So, I show this to, everyone. And I'm just going to make the point. It sounds an awful lot like someone came really close to breaking the masquerade.
Yeah.
And then got quietly stopped.
Pal falls asleep. Thud.
Oh, that time already.
Bedtime.
Literally, he just keels over where he's sat.
On my watch, okay? I should have been beating a countdown for, like, the last hour.
I mean, let's face it, you're better than an alarm clock.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah,
for everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please don't leave me anywhere near open windows. Or...
We don't have open windows.
You very slowly, between the lot of you, drag Pow into his room and then return to your own rooms.
Very hurriedly go to bed before fall asleep anywhere unreasonable.
The next morning, you all wake up. Now, I believe this means that Edgar, you can re-roll for your nightmares, and I believe that you, Heather, can re-roll for your hideous flashbacks.
She said the next morning we all wake up.
Well, the next night you all wake up. Morning for you folks.
The next vampire morning.
The next vampire morning you all wake up, cross a fucking blood point off and roll your flashbacks.
I'm rolling.
On your one die. No, you still have your flashbacks.
Okay, so
at dot points, we lose one every night.
You lose one every time you wake up, yes. Okay, I've got one.
Can someone roll me 5
dice? Do you want a hard
roll to do it? Yeah, go on. Roll 5 dice. 7.
You got 1.
No nightmares for you, I believe.
I mean, it just says pass.
Yep, one success is still a pass.
I'm assuming botched is when you get some ones and no successes.
That is correct.
Good. Good. Glad I didn't do that.
So, Heather, still twitchy.
Mm-hmm.
Edgar, feeling much better. So anyway, you all wake up in vampire morning.
My vampire weekend tribute
band. What do you all do?
Right, so we have sort of a lead.
I mean, do we?
Well, okay.
If the cop's still alive, and go and talk to him.
I mean, how old was he when he... when the murders happened?
Like 40.
Then, unless he's 100, no. Oh.
I don't think he'd be inclined to talk to us, even if he did.
Yeah. I suppose there's... anyone know anyone with an in at the police? You could look at the records. Long shot, I know, but... squeaky wheel gets the kick.
Everybody's shaking their head here.
Yeah, no, fair, fair. Okay.
Right. Would I know a guy? I might.
I mean, it depends on if you want to define one of your contacts. You've already defined one of your contacts as being involved in real estate, because that's how you found this house. Or found out about this house. If you want to define another of your contacts as being a police-type person...
It could be useful, especially if I'm dealing in security and drunks and trying to get people... in and possibly out of trouble.
Yeah.
Probably going to know someone from the drugs as well. There's going to be a lot of that going on in the club.
Yeah.
But there may have even been a guy that was buying from me in the club that I would know would be a cop.
Yeah, okay, yeah. You can, like I said, you've got 3 major contacts as part of your contacts. So
that would probably be something I would have over him, so...
Okay. So you go ahead and define a second of your contacts as being a police-type person. We are going to go with... I'm going to make it a detective because you're paying the points for them. We'll go with Detective Sandra Clements. Silence has ensued, but there's your contact. Detective Sandra Clements.
I'm just writing a name down.
Mm-hmm.
Andrea Clement.
She used to buy vials of the red stuff off you.
Yeah, Andrea Clement. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Do remember who it is, because I've just made that up, so I won't remember.
I've scrawled it on the back of a piece of paper.
Excellent. So then?
So I could give her a call? Okay. Or I could probably send her a text if it's late. Okay. Not that late, though, is it? So.
You send her a text. What are you saying in the text?
Did we have a name that we were looking up?
No. You don't have a name. Well, unless you're talking about the detective.
Yeah, I mean...
Detective David Thulston?
Oh, right. The city or case files? Mm-hmm. What does everyone else think?
Case files is probably more likely to be useful. If we can get them.
They're more likely to contain small validatable information, certainly.
Or something we can contextualise in a way they couldn't.
It would be a very, very, very friendly message, like, hey, haven't seen you for a while. I probably do pop into the club every now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, I'm wondering if it is possible to offer her some of the red stuff, but not the stuff I was selling before.
I mean, you can.
I have my own red stuff now. I just don't want to step on any toes.
I mean, who knows?
I'm saying if she was buying it from me, though, then she would be... She'd already have that tie, so
I mean, maybe yes, not. But then so did you.
I don't think I would do that.
No, I don't either.
No, obviously not. But it's certainly worth something... keeping in mind for her potential actions to take in the future.
Mm-hmm. So
yeah, be like, oh, hey, could you use a hand with something that pings on the radar or something like that? Could you use a hand with something that pings on the radar? Have you ever heard of the old Reading Ripper file? Okay, could you use a little info or something like that?
Okay. You get an almost instant response back.
Yeah.
Hi. Why are you asking about the Reading Ripper? Has this got anything to do with the weird tramp?
Is this something I can roll to be more convincing? Or to be less... I have got common sense, so do stop me if I start sounding stupid.
You would know before you send your first message, then, that a tramp has claimed that somebody's murdered somebody by biting their face off.
Mm.
So, I don't know whether you would have instantly mentioned the Reading Ripper. Certainly not in a text, per se. Sorry, I'd forgotten you got common sense.
Okay. In that case, it'd be more like... bit weird what's going on. I couldn't straight up ask her any leads on the case, but
I mean, you got the impression that people weren't really taking it seriously because he wasn't considered a very good witness.
Yeah, but nobody really took the conspiracy theories about the Reading Ripper seriously either.
Nope.
Or like hearing a lot of gossip about what's going on. I don't really know.
Okay.
I've got investigation, but I just kind of want to...
Well, you can get in touch with her. She texts you back, obviously, because you're not specifically mentioning the Reading Ripper at this time. She doesn't instantly hit you back up. But it's like, yeah, stuff's gone a bit weird. Do you need something? ? Thinking is occurring.
Yeah, I'm thinking maybe saying to her that I was chatting with the guy, I bumped into the guy that saw it all, and even with a few drinks, he became more convincing, not less. Might be something to it, ... Like trying to give a bit more credit to the witness than other people are, see if I can get her chatting about it.
She'll text you back with, well, I can swing by the club if you like. By the way, have you any red?
Oh. Is it, I put trading? ?
She just types back, okay, half an hour.
Yeah, sure. I wouldn't have any of what I had before, so...
No, you won't. So basically you are down to either your own supply or somebody else from your house.
How does ghouling work again? It's not detrimental to me, is it?
No. It costs you a blood point. And basically, it grants them abilities based on whoever's giving them it.
Okay.
And
I've probably got some old vials knocking about this room when I was dealing it, so yeah, I'd fill a couple of vials and go to the club.
So you're using up 2 blood points?
Yeah.
Okie dokie then. Pow!
I would go in disguise, totally. Oh no, I can't because she's actually meeting me.
Yeah, so you have to go in disguise but as yourself.
Yeah, and I think Frisk said he was going to be there as well.
Who? Oh, Frisk. Maybe. Yeah,
do I know what days he usually goes? I would definitely know what day.
Yeah, it wouldn't. He wouldn't be there on a Thursday.
Yeah.
Because the Friday night's the big night. Because they normally have a night. Well, elsewhere has a night on Wednesday, and then he has Thursday off, and then Friday's the big night.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So I'll go down there and kind of hang around outside for.
Yeah. Okay. Are you taking anyone else?
Anyone else want to go with me? We're going to see if we can get some information.
I mean, looking like this?
I mean, yeah, there is that problem.
Well, it's the kind of place you can go head-to-toe leather if you want it. You know, no one's going to comment on that, love.
I mean, Frisk just deals with his problem by wearing a fucking gas mask.
There's bits of Reading that are into that.
I mean, you'd need a full gimp suit for you, because, like...
Corpse.
Yeah, basically. But you could do it!
I just drew it bloodied. Tell me, looks apart.
I mean, I'm a punk, not a raver, but why not?
Okay,
alright, but how many of them can tell?
Say again?
How many of them can tell the difference?
Hmm. Right, so is team talk to the detective Powell and Brendan?
Looks like it.
Okie dokie. So you wander over to the club. Obviously, you're no longer in your domain. You're sorted towards the centre of town.
Do you know whose domain it is?
Sorry?
Do you know whose domain it is?
It would be in the rack.
Oh, okay, that's all right.
So it's not technically anybody's terrain. So, about half an hour later, a lady sort of heads up towards the door. She's 5'6"-ish, so not particularly tall. Short, sort of browny blonde hair, grey eyes. Looks quite severe about the face. Quite a clenched jaw sort of look. And although she's a detective, you can tell, A, she's wearing a stab vest, and B, she definitely has both a truncheon pepper spray and a fucking taser and some handcuffs sort of arranged around her belt, which is underneath a tasteful jacket. But, yeah. She sees you... Well, she sees Pal... And sort of gives him a little salute and then points towards the inside.
Yeah.
And you both head in through the door. You don't have any problem getting in because the bouncer knows you, because it's the bouncer who's on when you're not. She does cock an eye when Brendan starts following you as well.
I give him a shrug and say, just broadening his horizons.
Okay, fair enough.
Needs a bit of taste.
I think we'll go into one of the back rooms. So you head through the main area where all the EBM people are dancing, and through the chill out area where all the EBM people are sort of lying around and and you go into one of the rooms at the back. Now, the rooms at the back, obviously each of them has its own particular thing. One of them's all covered in suede, one of them is all, like, shiny PVC. The one you end up in is collectively known as the Fluffy Room. Everything's fluffy and pink. Sandra comes in and looks around and goes, well, I guess it'll have to do. And she plonks herself down on this massive, fluffy sort of beanbag thing.
I kind of look around and like, oh, they're having one of them theme night things again, aren't they? Why do they keep doing this to themselves? Last time it was Spice Girls. And kind of just like flomp onto a pillow like I don't really want to be touching it, but okay.
Well, I mean, I'm partial to a bit of girl power, but this
is yeah,
a bit
sure,
much.
Power, girl power, feminism, go women, yeah, sure. Yeah, but really to this extent?
I mean, it is very pink. So, what do you want, pal? Also,
oh, see, I was...
who's this? Point of
reference. Oh, this is... this is my mate, he's a friend. He kind of knows the guy that saw the thing that happened.
Kind of. Okay, well...
And we was having a drink, and he got, like, you know when you start talking to someone and they're, like, really wrecked, and you know that the truth's going to start coming out? You know, because people just can't hold this stuff up anymore. Well, he got to that point, and he was so convinced. He was like, I believed him.
Why is your friend so fucking sickly?
What do you mean?
Look at him, he's pale as fuck.
Oh, he don't get out much, does he? He's one of them weirdos that stays in basements playing drums and stuff.
Oh, right.
I am not a drummer. You wound me.
I give him a look like, I don't know.
I see. <up. laughs>
Oh, yes. Yeah. Right, well... I mean, we've pretty much closed this one off because, well, God's back it. So it's not like we can really... There was no evidence when we got there. We did a look round. Nothing there. Certainly no corpse with half its head off, which is what he said there was.
Maybe the killer came back for it.
Could you do me a favour, Sandra? Okay, Sandra.
Kind of depends, but yes, go on.
Do you reckon you could have a look and see if anything like this has happened before? I mean, like, the weird ones that stand out and people go, nah, that can't be possible.
Okay, well, let me put it this way. If I got all the weird ones together that happened in Reading, I'm going to be here from now to doomsday. Reading's weird, all right?
Yeah, it is. People... 11-year-old face ripped off, kid?
I mean, face bitten off is quite weird, yeah. But, like I said, the guy's a smackhead.
Wasn't there some, like, thing a long time ago where, like, there were no bodies, but there was, like, definitely death or something?
The papers called it something stupid.
Literative as well was like.
Oh, it was the Reading Ripper.
Oh,
that was it.
Everything's a fucking.
Because everything was a ripper then. Yeah. I suppose. Well, it's not really the same, is it? They didn't even find anybody for the Reading Ripper.
Hmm.
There was no bodies or anything. There was just like little bits and blood.
Hmm. I just got this feeling, Sandra. Do you reckon you could just check it out for us?
Ooh, well, I could. She extends a hand towards you and sort of does the wiggly finger motion of, what are you going to give me to do it for you?
I get one of the vials out and place it in her hand.
It sort of disappears in her fist.
But I let it clink. I let it clink against the other one in my pocket, though.
Ah. Yeah. I reckon we can, I mean, I'm quite happy to look into it, but, I mean, if that one's friend was to come this way as well, I'm quite happy to see what I can procure from the office.
I'd be very grateful, Sandra, and I pull the other one out.
She extends a hand and you drop the other vial of very obviously blood into her hand, and she goes, right, tucks it away in her jacket. Now, it's going to take me a little while. It won't be tonight. I might be able to do it by tomorrow, though.
That would do well. Do us nicely, thank you.
Okay, well, where should I bring it? Here? Oh, you'll be on tomorrow night, won't you?
But, like, have I been going to work still?
Because you've got resources. You've got resources one, haven't you? So, yeah, you're probably still bouncing. It's just a lot easier for you now because you're a fucking monster.
People are really quite bouncy now.
Yeah.
Oh, all so squishy.
Bulgy, a bit misshapen. Okay, I'll see what I can do. I can't promise anything, but if I can find the files, I'll bring you a copy or something. Okay?
Thank you, Zafra. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Unfortunately, your connection went robot-y at the end, so let's just assume it's Pal's face slowly melting.
Sound every now and again.
Yeah. Yeah, she pops the lid off one of the vials and chucks it back, closes it up, puts it in her pocket, puts the other one away, and then gets up and leaves. Sort of with a bounce in her step. Like, she's just done three lines of coke. Yeah! Yeah! It's not quite the same as last time. Yeah!
But on our way out, I will help someone home and have a little nibble, because that was quite expensive.
And I will see if there's anyone.
Okay, so what you're both saying is, now that we've done our business, we'll go hunting. Both of you can make me your appropriate hunting rolls.
Mine is...
I believe... I think yours, pal, was manipulations. Empathy, was it?
Has someone got my character sheet that they can flip over, because I definitely wrote it on there somewhere.
I've only got a photocopy of your character sheet.
What are you looking for?
My hunting. I only took a picture of the front of my sheets, not the back, which was a bit stupid, actually.
Can't see anything written on that back. You got stuff describing what your powers do.
I would go with manipulation empathy for the time being.
Okay.
Which gives you six dice. Dice plus three because of the herd. 9 dice to get 5.
Bloodied? Am I rolling? Oh no, you're rolling for yourself, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry. What mine is.
Okay. 9, did you say?
9 dice to get 5s.
Mine were. What was mine again?
Yours would be either charisma or appearance plus performance, I think we said.
Yeah, okay, charisma, performance.
Right.
So, do I get any bonuses for this?
Oh, 3 for the herd. Okay. And the difficulty's 5.
Okay.
No, the difficulty for you is 6.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, it's not. Oh, fuck. Because you're in the rack. Difficulty's still 5, then.
I'm in the rack. 6 successes.
Okay, so did you both succeed?
I've got 3.
Okay. So you can both have as many blood points as you like from this person, but obviously if you take more than 2, then they're in danger of dying.
I'll take 2.
Okay, pal?
Is it possible to spend a little longer hunting to get more blood? If I was to do, or is it kind of one of those one-off things you can do?
Let me have a look for hunting.
Because I would definitely only take 2 from one person. I wouldn't risk more than that.
Paranoid about blood. Anyone think you are fucking vampires?
That's crazy, Tom. Vampires don't exist.
Vampires. And I've known a lot of people who've played vampire in its various incarnations, and yeah, blood points came up a lot. But I think they were doing a lot more active skills than I am.
Rather than make you spend more time, you two, between each of you, gets 1D worth of blood points. So you, Brendan, naturally get 3.
Oh, okay.
And you, pal, can take up to 5 if you can fit it in you.
Yeah, fitting it in was also Brendan's issue.
Oh, yes. But anyway.
Five, oh, lovely.
Yeah, it turns out that there's a GM rule that if I feel like it and you say you're just going to keep going until you get enough blood points, I'll just roll a D10 and that's how many you lot pick up.
Oh, fantastic.
Everybody else has been left back at the house. So that's Heather, Poppy, and Edgar. What would you lot have been doing while they fuck off to talk to a policewoman?
I would have been topping off at a suitable point in the evening where I can do stealth hunting.
Okay, so you all pop out for a hunt?
Probably.
Okay. Everybody make their appropriate hunting rolls.
I'd quite like to try and make some friends as well, possibly, while I'm out. Not with people.
You want to make some special pet friends, animal friends.
Yeah, basically, I'm thinking if I just like pop into a shop, get some cat treats, maybe have a quick chat with the local cats.
Okay.
Offer them things and be like, you know, just.
Is this going to be a usage of animalism?
Yes, basically.
Which level of animalism is it going to be?
I've only got the first one.
Okay, so level one animalism.
Yeah. You can talk.
Feral whispers.
Yes.
Okay. What are you going to basically try and get from them?
Can you go through a bit more detail what it is? All I've got written down is that what you use and you get empathic communication with a beast.
Okay. You can basically give them commands. Predatory animals are a bit more difficult, so cats will be slightly more difficult than, say, a herbivore. But... Okay. Obviously, they're all going to be a bit more useful than a herbivore.
Yeah. Do you get any bonuses for having bribes?
I would probably give you a bonus for having a bribe.
Okay.
I'd lower the difficulty by one from 6 to 5.
Okay.
It's an animal care plus manipulation roll.
Yeah.
I don't believe it costs you blood.
Yeah.
You can either talk to them to get information out of them, or give them commands. Like, for example, watch for other vampires in this area.
Yeah, I sort of want a sort of a general of, you know, keep an eye out and let us know.
Okay. Make me a roll.
Not, you know, devote your life to this, but if you happen to see anything.
Yeah.
So, manipulation animal care.
This is cats we're talking about. They don't devote their life to anything except sleeping.
Well, exactly. I'm not being too demanding.
And disdain.
What was the difficulty?
5, because of the cat treats.
Okay, so 2 successes.
Okay. You talk to a few cats and sort of go, hey, keep an eye out for dodgy people who aren't me or any of these 4 people. And they're like, meow. Which you can't really tell whether that's, yeah, sure, or, yeah, sure. It's one or the other.
I'm going to try and keep up with being friendly and bribing them on a regular basis.
No, that's absolutely fair.
Yeah.
And then could you please make me your hunting check?
Yeah.
Which, in your case, is Dex Athletics, isn't it? Because you just charge people down and devour them. +3 dice because of the herd. Because there's some people in your area who actually walk around at night because they keep having these really weird encounters that they really enjoy. Because people be freaks, yo.
Okay, that's 4 successes.
Okay, you can... Oh, dear. You only really managed to chase down 1 person, so you only get 2 points.
Okay, that's 4 points.
Poppy?
Mm-hmm?
You do it with stealth, don't you? Which I believe is with stealth.
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 3.
Okay. You hit the fucking jackpot. If you want, you can take 8 blood points.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
It's Union Night. No, it's not.
No.
No, it's not.
Because it's Thursday night, it's Thursday. So it isn't. But yeah, for some reason, there's a whole load of people out that you can just sneak up on and go, om nom nom nom. And finally, Edgar.
So I am also a stealth hunter, so if it's with stealth, then that's 5.
+3 dice for the herd. Difficulty 5. 8 dice at 5, who's rolling?
Archive.
Oh, golly. What, how many am I rolling?
8 dice to get 5s.
Okay, that is 8 dice. Mm-hmm. And that's 4 successes.
Yeah, you managed to get 4 blood points then. I'm doing it this way because at the moment there's no real threats against you hunting, so I just want to speed it up so you've got a bit of a buffer. Please note, I will not always be doing this. I mean, when it gets dangerous for you to hunt, yeah, you can expect this to get a lot more difficult. However, you 3 go out and top yourselves off, especially Poppy, who basically just eats, an entire Girl Scout group or something. Om nom nom everybody in my face. However, you then return home, and you're all 3 of you together, while these 2 are still out, because they first visited a policewoman, and then they went hunting, so
you've got a bit of time before they get finished with their hunting and come back. Is there anything you three wish to do? Actually, no, you don't, because you spend time talking to cats.
Yeah.
Is there anything you, Poppy, and you, Edgar, wish to do while everybody else is out doing shit?
I've done the lookup.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have contacts.
Nope.
I'm not certain that I can get anything useful out of my mentor.
Yeah, I mean, he's bonkers, so...
I mean, if it had been more esoteric or in his wheelhouse, let's say.
Yeah, if you were asking him about Great Cthulhu, you'd be Quidzin.
Or Squidzin, even.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Luckily, we're not.
Yeah, this is just your average run-of-the-mill shark-faced monstrosity.
Mm-hmm.
Who happily turns it back into an Arabian lady. So...
Well, we...
Don't think I can do much else except wait for the results of the detective.
Okay. So you sit about wait. Poppy, anything for you?
Well, I'm assuming I haven't heard back from the doctor.
Not yet.
No, I didn't think so.
Not yet.
That would be far too
easy. He did say he was going to have a little thingy.
Yeah.
So in that case, I'm going to spin time on until every fucker's back in the fucking house and you're all in fucking one fucking place, you fucks.
Yay!
I might have used the word fuck a lot in that sentence, but oh my god, players are splitting the party. So I'm going to spin time on until you're all back together. Because I probably cut that previous one.
But if you get everywhere together, it's a little bit weird.
It would be a little bit weird. But right now, I would like you all to be together and have a conversation. There you go, you're all together. And they go silent.
So, what did you find out?
Well, nothing yet.
Right.
But the nice police lady is going to see if she can procure some files for us.
Right. Okay. Files. That will be... Meow. Meow. Excuse me. Meow. Get my through the door.
There's a cat.
Meow. Do I have to roll for a whisper to try and talk
to you? Yeah,
you do. Okay, excellent.
I didn't know we had a cat.
Do we have a cat?
We
That's awesome. Aww. Like cats.
What, does it have to be again?
Assuming you've still got treats, 5.
Cool. That's 4.
Okay. Yeah, the cat is saying... Weird shit. Weird shit up the road. Weird shit going on up the road. There's weird shit.
That way or that way?
The first one.
That way, right.
And, well, if you follow me, I can show you the weird shit. It's weird shit and it's going on.
Turn back into the roof. I think we should go up the road. The cat says there's something weird going on. Sorry?
You can talk to the cat.
Come on.
That's fucking weird cool. Go. Come on, let's go.
Okay. Go. Follow the cat.
Are you just all rushing out of the room and following the cat? Or are you are you stealthy? Are you going quietly? Are you tooling off?
I will be going quietly.
Yeah,
I'm obfuscating.
Actually, yes, that's a good point. I've got obfuscate. It's bloody free, and I'm going to use it.
So, 3 of you disappear and start heading that way?
I'll just try using stealth.
Same.
Okay, so, because you've got obfuscate 2 as well, haven't you?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so basically, Pal, Poppy, and Edgar just go poof and disappear from your sight, and you two stealth, which is with stealth.
Dun, dun, dun.
4 dice.
Yeah.
Difficulty.
Oh, good question. I'm going to go with 6, because 6 is the standard. I'll actually look it up for next time.
Over 6 or equal 6?
6 or over.
6 or over, okay. Ooh, that's a 3 for Brendan.
3 for Heather as well.
Ooh, you're lucky. The person in question rolled 3 successes and a 1.
Ooh.
Those of you who are fucking invisible don't need to make a roll. So you all head off down the road after the cat, who's... It's a black one with a white-tipped tail and white boots. And he just sort of trots down the road, going... But stopping occasionally, you know, meow, 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 until you catch up, and then trots down the road a bit more, then stops again. Meow. Trots down the road a bit more. And he leads you down down De Beauvoir Road, towards London Road, and then into the garden of one of the terrace houses that's currently unpersoned, untenanted, that's the word I was looking for. It's a bit shit. It's all overgrown, all the windows are dirty and blocked up, and you see a figure hunched over another figure, and you can hear a...
Oh, oh. Do I sound like that?
They currently haven't heard you or seen you. And the cat sits there and goes, meow, and then looks at the person going,
what do they look like?
You can just see a big coat and a hunched over figure. You can't really see them from where they are, because they seem to have a victim who they've dragged into a bush and are busy eating, drinking.
If I were to go heighten the senses, would I be able to see?
Maybe. Maybe. You could go ahead and try it.
Yeah, sure, why not?
Let me just pull up four specs. Heighten senses. Now, do you mean heighten senses, or are you going all the way up to aura perception?
Do I automatically get level one when I do level two?
Yeah.
Oh my god, this character makes my head hurt. Yeah, I'll do Aura Perception, because I reckon that I'm inexperienced enough at actually pushing these powers that I would just go straight over one and into two.
Cool. Perception, empathy. Oh no, it's me that rolls this, isn't it? What's your perception plus empathy?
Perception plus empathy.
Eight.
Please.
Fucking hell. Yeah, a lot.
Eight, yeah, yeah. Oh, right, it's difficult,
but it's difficulty 8, isn't it?
I thought it was difficulty 6, but let me check.
Roll, perception plus empathy.
Oh no, it is difficulty 8, okay.
So and then yeah. the number of successes determines how much detail I get.
You get no detail. You try it, but you just can't really see any auras at the moment. Nothing. Your heightened senses, however, do allow you to notice that the skin on the back of this person's neck is very distinctly yellow.
Are we talking like bright yellow, or are we talking jaundice?
We're talking the sort of jaundice yellow that you've seen recently before.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Okay. Player
is
doesn't remember.
Yes, of course he is.
Okay, what are the rules on this one? I'm going to quietly mention to the rest of them that... Do we know anyone who's yellow? actually mustard yellow.
Pal, what do you say to that?
this guy is not our friend. This guy's not my friend. This guy is actually...
He stops drinking and like turns around. And it's Crookshank Bailey. His teeth that are jutting out all over the place are currently covered in blood. And there's an unconscious tramp lady lying on the floor. She's surrounded by syringes and currently has a horrific wound in her neck that looks like about 18 puncture marks.
Ah, there you all are.
Is he on our turf?
Yeah.
Rude.
I pull out my smartphone where I've clearly got notes on. Hang on a moment, there are rules for this.
You
don't get to do that.
We might be new to this whole gig, but there's a meat wreck just down the road.
Yeah, but my sort of people don't frequent the bars, do they?
There are alleys near the bars. You can always go down those.
Look, let me explain a bit how Reading works, all right? Every lick in Reading lets me drink in their domain because they knows I don't make no trouble. And if I'm drinking there, then I'm listening there as well. And I'm letting them know if anything is going down in their manor, so to speak. So, I mean, if you're all right with me, he gestures towards the tramp, picking up some of the spares, as it were, I've got some juicy news for you if you're willing to extend me this little favour going forwards.
We're looking at the others here.
We have a little huddle.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I'm going to finish this one off. It's going to notice.
No killing on our...
Oh, all right, I'll just drink a bit more now. I'm a bit peckish. I'll close her up. Don't you worry. And then eventually he starts just sort of lapping at her neck, and all the wounds close up, and she's like, she's very, very fucking pale. So you lot sort of retreat to have a conversation.
It's not necessarily a bad deal. I mean, we could use the information.
I am completely against this. I'm sorry, but no.
I am right with Pal on this one.
What do you know about him? Because I've barely come across him before, and you seem to know more.
He doesn't get along with my sire. My sire doesn't get along with him, and I ain't getting involved. He does come on out there. And what he hears, he's listening to us as well. It's not just him listening to them, and sharing with us, and he shares what he wants to share. He don't share everything. He shares only what he thinks is going to benefit him.
This is what I'm worried about. All of the stuff that we do, he will be happily sharing on to all of those other domains he claims he has safe harbor in.
Yeah, but we're not doing anything dodgy.
Doesn't matter if we're doing anything dodgy or not. People can be doing dodgy stuff around us by knowing where we're not being dodgy.
True.
Giving him permission is crossing the line I ain't prepared to cross.
Okay.
That's my say on the matter anyway.
Bobby?
I mean, the sound was bad enough.
Well, yeah, but let's be honest, you know, noises happen.
Yeah, you know, but really...
He does have teeth pointing out in every direction, remember? And he's bright fucking yellow.
I mean, I've never come across this guy before, apart from at the banquet, so...
No.
I've just held up a picture of somebody the same shade of yellow as Crookshank Bailey is, and everybody's response was, everything I ever wanted.
I mean, I don't necessarily have a problem with it, but I can tell I'm outvoted here.
I mean, I find him distasteful. I wouldn't necessarily have an issue providing he followed certain rules, but...
Unless he didn't kill anyone.
Exactly. I mean, but if people do have a problem with it, then that's fine. We'll say no.
If you guys want to come to your own agreement with him, but I won't be a part of it. I'm not saying he's not useful to be friends with, but I can't be seen to be doing that.
I do not trust him far enough to treat him as a frenemy.
That's true, actually. And he is hunting on our grounds, and he knows he shouldn't be.
Which is big no-no.
Really? Yeah. Really, if he has these agreements in place, he should have discussed it with us first, I suspect. I don't know, that's how I do things. Imagine.
He seems to be of the opinion that forgiveness is better than permission. Which I
And what's to say he's telling the truth about these other agreements?
Also true. Know,
that could...
He's not exactly ingratiating himself now, is he? I say tell him no.
Same.
Two votes for no.
I mean, I vote for yes, but...
Two casting votes remain. Poppy and Heather, a.k.a. Twitchy and the Corpse.
Well, Twitchy has already said distasteful, so I'm not sure how that's going to go.
Distasteful isn't a yes or a no, though, is it?
No, but from a well-bred background, shall we say. It's the sort of thing where you don't say no, you just say, oh, well, that's very distasteful, isn't it?
And Poppy went, ew, if I remember correctly. And that's coming from the lady who's now a corpse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he's got many friends in his group.
I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say straight out no, but I wouldn't say an unlimited yes. It would be a yes for now, if anything. But if people are against it, then I'm fine to go along with that.
But the thing is, do we have the other means to just ignore any information he might have?
Or indeed any means of stopping him?
Well, there's like five of us and one.
How strong is he? Do we know?
I'm not sure we want to
test
that.
Have I got any kind of clue, Mordrigan?
Well, you're fairly certain that he'll probably be...
He's the same generation as me.
Yeah. I mean, he's the same generation as you, and he's been at it a lot longer. So, physically, you think you're probably stronger than him, because he's... a tiny, weak-looking, wizened ex-tramp. You, on the other hand, look like somebody put muscles on muscles and then thought, fuck it, I'll add more muscles. But you also know that age in vampires is kind of a thing as well. And you know he's a lot older than you are.
Not by, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, though.
Nearly 200?
Been that long?
160-ish.
Ooh, okay. So he's been a lot longer.
Yeah, because remember, it's 2019 now, and he was made 1835, 1836, something like that.
I still reckon, though, that if he was going to kick up a fuss, we could take him.
I mean, there's five of you and one of him.
He knows that he shouldn't be here. He knows he's in the wrong. We have every right to kick him off our land, off our hunting grounds.
What friends does he have, and is he likely to cause us problems in the future?
Fuck no, this is the short answer to that one. You honestly don't know who he's allied with, pal, because frankly, you've been trying to keep away from him.
Yeah.
What are the rules on getting rid of other vampires?
Yeah, it's frowned on.
You can't kill him, but we can kick him off our hunting grounds. He's not supposed to be here. This land, this bit of turf, was given to us by the prince as ours.
Yeah, I get that. I'm wondering what our actual options are for making it as uncomfortable as possible for him to be here.
I mean, you can just pick him up and throw him the fuck out, probably. Again,
yeah, come and back when he comes back?
There's five of you. Well, your domain has a fairly high security rating.
And it's our domain. We can't go like running to the prince like, he's in our domain. It's our responsibility to manage our own domain.
Yeah, but how... I guess my question is, how far are we allowed to go in defence of our domain?
Ooh, now let me look at the rules of the masquerade, because I think this will become appropriate. No, that's the Code of Milan. That's that one. It's the Camarilla one. I'm just having a flick through the book and try and find... Ah, here we go. The traditions. The first tradition, the masquerade. Thou shalt not reveal the true nature to those not of the blood. Doing such, thou shalt renounce your claim to the blood. Not a problem here. The second tradition, the domain. Thy domain is thine own concern. All others owe thee respect while in it. None may challenge thy word while in thy domain. And the sixth tradition, thou art forbidden to destroy another of thy kind. The right of destruction belong only to thine elder. Only the eldest amongst thee shall call the blood hunt. So basically, what that seems to say is, you doing stuff to Frisk, you doing stuff to Billy, not allowed. You asking Frisk to do stuff to Billy, much more allowed.
Yeah, I mean, we can try saying, like, get out, and then if he keeps coming back and we can't, like, manage our own domain, then maybe asking for a bit of assistance. But for now, I think turning down this ridiculous little scam he's got going and telling him that we're not interested Because he was going to leave her for dead, and we're not like that, are we? I don't think any of us are like that for leaving people for dead.
No.
Everybody looks at Puppy, who's like currently filled with blood. No. That was multiple people.
It was multiple people. Just saying.
But you are slushing as you walk. 8 fucking blood points in one go. Jesus. But anyway, yes, so continue.
Well, if he's as slippery as you say he is, then we can't trust anything he tells us anyway.
It's true.
I don't think anything he's got to say is worth hearing. I think he's just trying it on.
I think we should tell him to get out then.
That's what I think, anyway.
Majority vote.
And who's doing it? Bailey, by now, is sort of just going through the woman's pockets, pulling out her drugs, shoving them in his pockets, pulling out her money, shoving them in his pockets, checking on the size of her feet, seeing if her shoes are any good.
Yeah, this guy's the dregs, isn't he? He's not.
I mean...
Well, pal, you're the bouncer.
True.
And is his name again? Bailey?
Did you say?
Bailey, I think.
Bailey. Crookshank Bailey.
That's it.
So you approach and he turns around. All right, pal.
I'm going to write his name down, Bailey.
So what's it to be? Are you going to be the intelligent one for a change?
I am, Bailey. You can get out.
So you're not, then? You're just going to be muscles on muscles again, is it? All right. I know to go away when I'm not wanted, but I guess I'll be taking my information with me then. Oh, dear. You do realise that if you can't... Because, you see, me coming in your domain, that's one thing. Somebody else coming in your domain, that's a whole different thing, isn't it?
We'll take our chances, Bailey. Come on, move along.
All right. He starts heading off towards London Road. He gets about 10 yards and then he turns around and gives you all the finger. Bright yellow finger. You fucking idiots, if you're listening to that one, points at Powell and fuck off.
Charming.
I do not like that guy.
I know this
as well. No. My goodness.
So then, what do you want to do for the next few days?
Can I actually check on the woman and make sure she's all right just before we finish this little scene up?
Okay, she ain't all right. She needs hospital now, soon, because he's had... So a normal human has got 10 blood points in them. She's currently got about 5.
I call in 999 and just leave her like anonymously. Like, we found this woman in an alley. We don't think she's right. She needs help. I'll change my voice to that of, I don't know, a Scottish lass or something. Just use potence to make it sound like a
completely different person. The Armenians, we found her!
She's got no blood!
She's got no blood!
Armenians are stealing our blood! Daily Mail headline.
And then kind of pull her out so she's a bit more visible to the street. Right. And then I kind of like a gesture to everyone like, let's get the fuck out of here before the ambulance gets here.
Let's make like a tree and leave. So yeah. you leave and the cat comes up and goes, which you take to be, did I do good?
Treats.
I did good. Om nom nom treats in my face.
Kitty scriptures. Kitty scriptures.
You get the impression that the cat doesn't like vampires, apart from her.
Oh, this is the most depressing thing I've discovered since I died.
Animalism 1.
I have animal kin, but I don't actually have any points in animalism yet.
It's not necessarily that. I've also got the merits inoffensive to animals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, yes.
So they do like you.
Yeah, so they're doubly nice to you.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, no, she's the thing. You're just... Freaky dead people. Oh. I mean, Pal is a freaky dead person, but he might be alright in a bit. And the rest of you are just fuck no.
Wouldn't be so weird if I didn't keep changing shape.
Yeah. I mean, none of you have offensive to animals, so at least you're not fuck no, I'm gonna kill that. Kill that fucking thing, no way. But yeah. So
Until the detective gets back to you or Archaya gets back to you, what do you all want to do? Anything?
Keep an eye on the domain, keep working, keep fed. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. Just look out for anything else we're going on. I'll keep you here to the grounds and listen to the drunks and
I'll take a more technological route on the domain surveillance.
Okay.
Keep being friendly to animals.
Yeah, fair enough. So,
actually, could I possibly have a conversation with Frisk about giving blood to people? Because I would actually, I think I'm actually genuinely concerned about doing what he's doing, and I don't want to upset him in any way. I really, really don't. It's really important to me that I don't upset him like that. So,
okay. Well, in that case, the next night you'd be able to catch up with him. But Archie is going to call back before then. So you will be able to meet up with him the next night when you're on the door. But we're going to have to deal with Archie first. So towards the end of the Thursday night, you get a telephone call. It's from Archie's number.
I'll put it on speakerphone. If I'm assuming we're in the house.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello.
Ah, hello. There we are. Now then, you asked me for some information. Yes?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Now, I believe we discussed that to keep up appearances, my help to you would have to be sort of a reciprocal thing. Yes?
Yes.
Excellent, excellent. So, I'd quite like you to begin studying voodoo. If for the time being you either study under your own steam or I believe Mr. Johnstone Bailey might be able to help you if you want further information. Her sire.
Okay, I'll look for some books.
Okay, good. So, in return, and please bear in mind that we are making a compact in this, so if you do not uphold your end of the bargain, given that I'm about to give you a considerable amount of information, then, well, you know what it's like with our sort.
Yes.
Right, excellent. So, I think I may have the name of the person in question, and while I don't know where she is now, I could at least give you some pointers. The lady in question is a lady known as Talithar, specifically, and this is an epithet that is a little bit too, well, melodramatic. Talithar the Face Eater.
Right.
She did used to live round here, but was politely asked to leave about 60 years ago by the prince. If you look up the Reading Ripper case, you'll probably find.
Yeah, we've already been there.
Oh, well done. But yes, she was causing a bit of a scene and being messy with her food, and she was politely suggested to, what's a modern way of putting it? Fuck the fuck off, that was it.
So do we know what she is, apart from a face eater?
Oh, yeah, she's weird. So,
well, that narrows it down then.
Basically, she's a special type of vampire called a Nagaraja.
A what?
A Nagaraja. They come from the Middle East or, Middle Easty, sort of Indian-y sort of area. So, around from where I'm from. But they're strange in that they eat people rather than drinking them, which makes it a lot more difficult for them to keep to the masquerade. When she originally came to Reading, she claimed to be a Nosferatu.
Well, that's just insulting.
Oh, there's somebody else on the line. Who's that?
Oh wait, you're the big chap with all the muscles everywhere, yes?
Yes, sir. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's perfectly fine. I just didn't know I was on speakerphone.
Well, there we are.
But anyway, yes, so she was, well, I suppose the proper word for it is banished by Drummond and left Reading. Seemingly she's back. I would suggest that she's probably back because she sees the Domain as being upset and she sees you as being weak and therefore unlikely to be able to defend your Domain.
Right.
But hopefully that's been of help to you. As to where she is now, I'm afraid I don't know. But definitely in Agaraja.
Interesting.
Oh, there's another one. I guess you all just sit around the phone waiting for people to spoon-feed you information. Anyway, I think I've upheld my side of the bargain. If you wouldn't mind learning quite a bit about voodoo, that would be excellent. And as I said, Mr. Johnstone Bailey will be more than happy to help you with voodoo.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, goodbye. Well, he manages to get good, but before you cut him off. However, that is where we're going to have to end this evening. So the conversation with Frisk will be the first thing in the next session. Thank you very much for listening. We hope you've enjoyed what you've been listening to. If you would like to leave us iTunes reviews or Podchaser reviews or talk to us on Podbean, or you can talk to us on Twitter at The Course of Tea and Dice. You can talk to us on Facebook at The Course of Tea and Dice. You can talk to us on Gmail at thecourseoftandice@gmail.com. You can talk to me at Mordrigan. You can talk to her at T Gremlin, you can talk to him at Blooded Fox, you can talk to her at ill_Porcupino. Thank you very much for listening and goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.